Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. I tell my stories. Katie tells her stories. We both tell your stories. We're here to laugh with you, cringe with you, all the things. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
Oh, Katie, you're going to be so proud of me. I watched a horror movie.
You did?
It was called Ready or Not. It's from 2019.
Ready
and it's
or
with
not.
A scream queen that...
Who's in it? Have I seen that?
It's Hugo Weaving's niece. So her last name's Weaving, but she's amazing. It's so good and so scary and gory and
ooh,
funny.
I don't know and that I've seen that. Maybe I need to go.
I only closed my eyes like three times, but that was it. I was there. I was present and it was really good. I'm trying to watch more scary movies as Halloween approaches next
I
week.
Appreciate that so much.
I know. And it's because of you. You've really changed my life. This is a Hallmark moment when I'm like, Katie's changed my life.
That's so beautiful.
I will watch horror movies. Well, maybe this only this one, but
brought out the creep.
Well, I don't know if you brought out the creep. I just feel like maybe I watched a scary movie and I faced my fear.
I have not been watching scary movies, which is so unlike me. And I've been watching Stupid Love is Blind.
Oh, but that's what you said you were
yeah,
into.
I did it. Is I watched it. It's okay. Like, it's pretty whack. Like, you're seeing like now that like as the later seasons go on, like, everybody really is just like for the fame and the fortune, and they're just trying to like get noticed and be influencers, and like it's so gross.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, but it is also still entertaining. But again, I can't deal because like there's, you know, most of the episode is just fluff. So I literally just fast forward until I see one of their faces looking stressed out, and then I press play. I press play. So I only watch like 15 minutes of every episode because I'm like, nobody has time for this. I'm not spending 12 hours watching this garbage.
Like, what do you say? Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, so I've got the gist of it. I'll watch like the first two episodes, get to know who they are, and then just fast forward. Fast forward through the wedding. I don't care at all about the wedding dress try-ons. I never watch those.
Like, you just wait till like the final vow and they say, I
just
want to
see
do
that
it.
Vow. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the aftermath. You probably watched the aftermath. If they say, I don't want to, you know, you watch the reaction.
The reunion show is the best thing. Yeah. That's the best thing. So, yeah.
That's good. That's what you need.
Wasted some time on.
Yeah. You need to like a mental vacation from things.
So. From things. Yeah. We have a caller for our first story. Her name is Antonia. And let's call her up.
Excited.
Hello.
Hi, Antonia. Hello. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
We are so excited to hear your story.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here, for telling us.
Thanks for having me. It helped me process this incredibly embarrassing thing.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. Let's get into it.
Okay. So I can just start telling it?
Yeah. Dive right in to the deep end.
All right. So a couple of things to know about me. I am a 5-day-a-week, 7 a.m. boot camper.
Oh.
And I have been since pre-COVID.
Honestly, intense. I love that for you.
My God.
I can't imagine myself ever being there, but it's
respect.
It's, yeah, respect. Big respect.
Trust me, every morning I hate waking up. It's a battle every day. So I go to a really small gym for these boot camps. And again, I have been since pre-COVID. And I hate buying new clothes. So I've had the same leggings, like the same few pairs of leggings for several years now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can relate to that for sure.
So one day, my regular teacher was gone and the owner of the gym substituted. So I was so excited. It was going to be an extra 15-minute long class. So it's going to be an hour long. I love this guy. He's such a great teacher. So I showed up. I'm working out. I'm having a great time. 45 minutes in, I'm supposed to run out the door, do a sprint around the parking lot, and come back in. So I'm jogging back in, and the owner of the gym blocks me at the door. So I was just like, haha, very funny, Danny, move out of the way. And I try and circumvent him, and he blocks me again.
You're like, what?
Like, is this part of the workout? Like,
exactly. I'm like, this is funny anymore. Like,
this works my core trying to get around you.
Yeah, really. So he has this kind of alarmed look on his face. And so I'm, hey, what's up? He says, Antonia, I don't know how to tell you this, but your leggings have ripped all the way up the back, right up the middle. As anyone who wears leggings might tell you, this is my absolute worst case scenario nightmare.
And you guys have all, your whole class has just been jogging around the entire outside.
Yes. So everything's like, a lot of things flashed through my head at once. My first panic thought was, oh my God, I'm not wearing any underwear. How bad is this?
That's the best.
So I turn completely, I'm just like, oh my God. The second thought
was horrifying.
Wait a minute. I'm like seeing my whole life flash before my
eyes. This is amazing. I'm so sorry that happened, but it's so funny. It's so funny.
The second two thoughts I have are kind of at the same time. I'm like, I didn't feel anything. That's so weird.
Yeah, there was the breeze on my bare behind.
Yeah, exactly.
The curtain like, opened on your butt and you didn't even feel the wind.
Exactly. And then the final thought I have is my gym membership expires in a week. I could just disappear and never come back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Which would be my thought, too. No. Yeah.
You earned your spot at that gym. You go there every day.
Oh, I'll happily disappear if anyone's seen my hoo-ha.
Seriously. I get that.
Yeah, you're like, how far was this rip? Like, how far did this go? Like,
was it like a full exposure of like everything?
Yeah, how mortified should I be?
Yeah. You're like, were we touching our toes? Are we bending over? What were we doing?
Oh, and also, how long
squats,
was it ripped?
Yeah, squats, kicks. What were we doing? Who was watching? Who saw what?
Exactly. I was squatting with wild abandon. So like,
amazing. Amazing.
So here's when things get crazy. Oh. So back to, like, I'm staring at this guy, Danny, and he's like, I would pull my shirt down if I were you. And I was like, oh my God. So I yank my shirt down as low as it'll go. And he's like, okay, you better leave now. And I'm just like, I can't leave. My car keys and my water are in there. And so he's like, it's okay, I'll get them. Meanwhile, like, the rest of the class is jogging in and out of this door. And I'm just standing there, like, feet red with my shirt, like, as low as it will go.
Oh, my God.
Like, holding up all the different, I'm just like, oh, I feel very exposed. So he's holding up all the different water bottles. He finally finds mine. He hands it to me. He's like, well, goodbye now.
He's like, get like, out. Yeah, like,
this guy is like not playing. He's like, goodbye.
I bet they sell sweatshirts there. He could have like given you
or
one
leggings.
To tie around
like,
your
hey,
waist.
Take a legging.
You know, he does. And in hindsight, I'm like, why the hell?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. He's like, bye. Goodbye.
I would have bought whatever it was. I would have been like, okay, $100, fine.
Seriously.
You and your ass crack need to leave immediately.
Yeah, he left money on the table. Yeah.
It would have been the perfect chance to upsell me on clothes.
Yeah, right?
He's so like, we have a no-butt policy.
Oh my God, right? So the problem is my car is all the way across the parking lot. And so,
so far.
I'm just standing there. Yeah, I'm just like rooted to the spot. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. My shirt doesn't go down that low. Like,
you're like, do I walk backwards? Like, the entire way.
It's the morning, so there are people out. It's very visible. So finally, after just like a few seconds of just like pure panic freeze, I just start like, I don't know what you call it, like shuffling, like a crab. Yep. To the side.
Like a crab. I think maybe I would have just booked it. I think maybe I would have just jogged to my car and said, fuck it. Whoever saw it on the way there, saw it on the way there. At least I got there faster, right?
Or they're like,
I wasn't thinking clearly.
No,
yeah, it's
not.
Early in the morning. You've just like been shocked out of your mind. You don't know how bad
Seriously.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had any coffee. Like, I'm in total shock.
And instead of offering you like a shirt or a sweatshirt, the owner of the gym has just kicked you out into the streets with your bare ass hanging out for everyone to see. It's pretty shocking.
It is shocking.
Like, I've shamed my family. I scuttle across the parking lot as fast as I can go. I butt first back into my car. I peel out of there like I just robbed the joint.
Hilarious.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I'm speeding home because this is now an emergency. And I'm kind of trying to feel down my back and I can't, like, you know, down my butt. I can't feel anything, but I'm like, maybe I'm too panicked to feel it. I don't know. So I call a friend and I'm just like sputtering incoherently into the phone. I'm just like, gym, leggings, rip, pants, panic. I don't even know what I said. I just kind of. And she's like, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Nobody died. I'm like, no, this is really bad. So I finally get home, park in front of my house, have the same like, oh shoot, how do I get into the house moment? So I like butt first, run to the door, burst in. My partner's still asleep upstairs. So I'm like, I can't ask him. So I'm still on the phone with this friend. And I'm just like, okay, moment of truth. I'm going to look in the mirror now. This is going to be really bad. And so I look in the mirror and there's no rip.
What? So
I couldn't believe it. So I actually took my leggings off, held them up. I hung up on my friend. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on. I'll call you back. I held the leggings up to my, you know, eyes. I'm stretching them. I'm inspecting them from all angles, but there's no rip.
Okay. So I put what? Them back on.
Yeah. And so I run back upstairs in the leggings and I like shake my partner awake. I shove my butt in his face and I'm like, is there a rip in my leggings? He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is a dream.
Yeah, he's like, stop, man. He's like, no, there's no rip. Can I go back to bed? And I'm like, yeah, sorry.
This is amazing.
So I'm looking again and I finally realize what the problem is. So again, I have owned and worn these leggings at this gym for at least 4 years now.
Right.
And there's never been any problem. But finally, like looking at it with a fresh pair of eyes, I realized that they're maroon leggings and there's a peach stitching that runs up the side of the legs and runs up the middle of the butt.
Oh. So he just saw the peach stitching and thought it was your bare ass, but really it wasn't.
Yes.
Oh
yes, and he's taught me before in these leggings. I'm like, how many times have people thought my ass was hanging out? And
also, it's a also new embarrassment.
That is,
yeah. Like, and the other weird thing is, like, so when something rips, it spreads. It doesn't just like rip neatly in one straight line.
Right.
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 So then, so for a second, I'm like, okay, this is no longer embarrassing. But then that lasted like 5 seconds. Of like, this man still stinks. I ripped these and he will gossip and tell the whole gym.
Right.
I need to do something.
You go back.
So the last thing I did was I just like, again, I'm still in complete panic mode. I send him this barely coherent Instagram message. I'm like, ha 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 ha. Thanks for being the kind of person who would tell me that my pants were ripped. But in fact, they're not.
Yes.
It was peach stitching. Thank you. And then I'm about to send him a picture of my butt in the leggings. And I'm like, no.
Like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Perfect.
Girl, no, don't do it.
No, I didn't. So it's been like 2 months now and neither of us can look each other in the eye.
Oh my god.
That is so funny.
That is so
funny.
But
the fact that he put you through that trauma and you didn't even rip the pants is hilarious.
I would be staring him down at every workout, just not locked eyes on him, just like with like moving my butt around.
Immediately wear the pants back there and just start like bending over and just like just being like, look, really,
yeah,
there's no
rip.
I love it so
much.
I'm
just worried that now they're going to rip and I'm not going to believe.
Yeah, you'll be like, whatever, dude. I get it. Oh my God, that's so funny. If that happens, can you tell us?
Did you wear them again? Or were you like, did you wear them again? Or were you like, no, they look like a ripped ass?
You're like, I'm going to try to retire these, hang them up.
Oh no, it took weeks, but I was like, these are perfectly good leggings. I hate clothing shopping.
I love it.
Oh yeah.
I just love it.
Stubborn ass warming.
It's so good. I love it so much.
I still have leggings from like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Same. It's just like, yeah. I don't want to get rid of them.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
I love to buy clothes, but I don't want to spend money on workout clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're always buying really cute clothes. So yeah. I wish
thrifting.
I was like
thrifting
that.
It
I was
up.
Like, nope.
Yeah.
Athletics has held up. Thanks for letting me tell my story.
Thank you so much
that
for sharing it. It's so funny.
Was
we love
so
it.
Good. That yeah. was so good.
You can you tell us another one anytime.
Please. You're the best for coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Antonia. Have an amazing rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Yay,
okay, bye.
Bye. That was so good.
Wasn't that hilarious?
That was so good. Yeah. This next story is from Charlie in New York, and he writes, "This is an embarrassing story for both people involved. Recently, I was walking my dog in the park and started flirting with a cute guy. He was walking his dog too, and our dogs stopped to sniff something close to each other. The guy and I struck up a conversation, and the chemistry was magnetic. He was so hot, and I remember talking about how often our dogs stopped on walks as we eye-fucked each other. He said that sometimes his dog's timing was perfect so he could talk to a pretty guy like me. I was so into the conversation that when I finally looked over at my dog, Ray, he was taking a huge shit on the grass.
Nice.
I was so embarrassed. There's nothing worse than having to pick up dog shit in front of a hot stranger you're chatting with. As confident and sexy as I could be, I got out my poop bag. But before I could saunter over there, the stranger's dog ran over and started eating Ray's poop. Oh,
gross.
Isn't that gross?
So gross. My old dog used to do that. Oh, yeah, she loved to eat turds.
Ew, I just can't even. I wouldn't know what to do. Ugh. I'd have to like brush my dog's teeth or like
it's gross.
Take it to the groomer.
It's real gross.
He was mortified. I'm not kidding. We both screamed. It was gross. The stranger yelled, "No, Charlotte," and yanked her away.
Of course her name is Charlotte. That's hilarious.
I hurried over to pick up what was left of the now smashed mess on the grass, hoping he'd move along now with his dog. I tried my best to shut down the communication. Our time together was very brief because I could never imagine myself with someone whose dog ate new and steaming shit off the ground.
That's your deal breaker. Yeah. You're like, nope.
Like, nope.
Your dog is gross. She's going to try to lick me in the face with her little poo breath, and it's just not going to work.
Everything's perfect except for that.
That is so funny. Okay. I have another short one.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. This next story comes from Chrisanta, and she writes, Chrisanta, I don't know if I'm saying that right, so I'm sorry if I am butchering it. Anyway, she writes, "One morning, I was walking into Starbucks half asleep, and this old man outside was asking for change. I went in, ordered my drink, went back to my car, and grabbed change from my cup holder and walked over to the old man and said, 'This is all I have. I'm sorry.' He looked at me confused and asked what I was doing. I said, 'Didn't you just ask me for change?' He said, 'No, I was just sitting here talking to him,' and gestured to the man sitting across from him."
Oh, no.
Turns out there was a whole other human at the table that I didn't even see.
Oh, my God.
The old man was not begging for change. He was just having a conversation with his friend.
Changing the world. Yeah. Like, we need a change in this world.
I was too tired to make sense of it all, so I left my change on the table and walked away. I heard him yell after me, "Wow, all that for 83 cents.
Whoa.
I never went back to that Starbucks. There were like 8 other people sitting outside on the patio too. I think about that mistake like once a week.
She was going from a great place. She's like, I'm gonna help anyone out. I need to help out. And then, you know, you get your loose change together, but then she just embarrassed herself.
She's like, "I'm sorry, this is all I have." And he's like, okay.
He's what? Like, 83 cents. That's great. That guy has like some sass.
He's like, buddy, he's like, what?
Disaster.
I'm literally having a conversation with this other person. He's also like, I never asked you for change.
He's like taking account of his outfit, maybe like, do I look like
I am not unhoused? Like, yeah, that is embarrassing.
That is so embarrassing. Oh my gosh. Our next caller is our friend Michael. He is an actor. He is an artist. He is
an
hilarious.
Icon. We love him.
Icon. And yeah, he's going to tell us a couple stories.
He's amazing. Let's talk to him.
Let's call him up.
Hello.
Michael!
Hi.
It's Katie and Mary Kay with the Beat Red Podcast. Yo, friends.
We already said you are our friend.
We're so excited to talk to you.
We are so excited, Michael. Thank you so much for telling us your stories.
Oh my God, I'm honored. Are you kidding?
We're honored. The honor is all ours.
Seriously, you're the best. Okay, so yeah, you can just launch in whichever one you want to start with.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about this audition that I had a few years back where, okay, so I am the type of actor who hates doing monologues. I feel like they shouldn't exist.
Does anyone like doing monologues?
I like doing
you
monologues.
Do? You
yeah,
do?
But just okay. Because it gets you in the it, like, I don't have to deal with a scene partner, but I get it. I totally get it.
See, okay, so I get that part of it. Like, okay, I can just, you know, imagine, you know, the other person, fine. But it's always like this long soliloquy and it's too long and like nobody, oh, I just stepped on some bubble wrap. Sorry. sorry. My living situation right now is an art studio has exploded. So I have things everywhere.
Love
so
that.
Sounds happen.
Love it. That's what love happens. It. That's no problem.
Anyway, back on track. So I hate monologues. I got an audition for this play festival that my manager was like, you should do it. It's a great group of people. It's called the Young Playwrights Festival here in LA. And it's like really fabulous. So I was like, okay, let's do it. So I go to the audition. I have to do this monologue. I was, I would say, 3/4 of the way memorized.
Mm-hmm. You're ready to improv.
Which, which is really not typically how I would like to prepare for an audition. But that is... that's the level of how much I hate doing monologues. Like, I just couldn't get myself to fully memorize it. So anyway, I had the scenario down enough and I knew I could just like wing it like with the rest of it. And so I'm doing the monologue and it's, you know, it's like comedic and it's just me in this theater with like a bunch of people watching me. And I'm like going through this monologue and then all of a sudden it's like you can hear a pin drop and my phone goes, what was that, Special Michael?
What?
So I have a friend who, Katie, I think you know. Yeah, you know Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
Our friend Mars, she has these three beautiful children, and I'm very close with them. When they were born, Mars decided, oh, let's call Michael Special Michael. Like, that's like my gay uncle name, I guess.
So cute. I love it.
Special Michael.
So they all to this day still call me Special Michael.
You are Special Michael.
You are special.
Oh, God. So they one day, like, tricked me and they told my phone to start calling me Special Michael. You know how you can do that with
Yes.
Can you?
So they
that?
Did that. Someone's phone. Says, I don't know what triggered me. It's asking me that, but it's just like I'm in the middle of this monologue, and then that goes off.
Spotlight.
So I just incorporated it into the monologue.
Like, what did you say?
But also, I love that they think that you have programmed your phone to call you Special Michael. That is the funniest thing.
That is the worst part. And like, really no funny. Matter what I could tell them, like, they're gonna think forever, just like, oh God, he's a special.
Every time Siri says yes, Special Michael.
Yes. Like, what kind of freakazoid does something like that?
It's like your confidence mantra.
It's hilarious.
Right. You got this, Special Michael. You can do this.
And they're also like, he is friends with AI.
Right. They're just like, okay, this is like a level of intimacy with this phone that we should not have seen.
How did you incorporate it though? Like, what did you say? Like, were you just like, like acted like it was a character in the scene?
I've been racking my brain trying to remember because it's like, honestly, it was seamless. Like, it was a flawless job on my part.
I love that.
It was like, I just really went with it. Like, and they were dying laughing and I finished the monologue and they were just like, oh my God, that was incredible. Like,
ooh, I love that.
And they knew, you know, it wasn't on purpose. Like, obviously that was a crazy thing to happen. And then they cast me. And
that's
like, ever
amazing.
Since then, yeah. And ever since then, almost every year I do that play festival.
Well, you're so talented. I mean, of course.
Did you
they
see
cast
him
you.
And Nobody Wants This? I was so excited.
No,
you
I gotta watch that
this?
Movie.
Yeah.
No, but I gotta
no,
watch
it. No, it's a show. It's a show on
it's
Netflix.
A show?
Yeah.
Wait, with who?
Kristen Bell
oh
and
God,
Adam
no,
Brody.
See,
it's so good.
I have seen
Michael's in it.
Michael, I cannot wait to watch that. I'm so excited for you. This is amazing.
I'm playing a waiter, which is something that we all used to do together.
How did you get into that role?
Well, this is not an embarrassing story, but it is a wild story because I booked that part and it was a really funny scene and I was really excited about it. And then they go, the wardrobe goes, oh, can you bring like a black button down and black pants, like just in case, you know, we don't have something. And I was just like, oh God, I'm going to have to wear my own like old waiter uniform from a different restaurant I used to work at.
Right.
And then I go there and I'm like, okay, this is so meta. And then the shooting location was at this place that's now called Bakari in Silver Lake.
I know
where
that
is. But I used to work in that restaurant when it was Cliff's Edge.
That's hilarious. Oh, you're like, this is really, really meta.
That is.
Yes. So my last like official waiter shift, I was working at Taroni and Cliff's Edge at the same time. And my last shift before the quarantine COVID shutdown happened was at Cliff's Edge.
That's wild.
God, that's so wild. You hadn't been back since?
No, I hadn't been back since. So I'm just like, okay, here we go. Like,
oh, and you aced it. You were amazing, I'm sure.
It was so funny.
Method. Love it.
Yeah, very method. Yeah.
Do you have another one for us?
Oh, you know, yeah, he does. Can we listen to the other one too?
So yes, good. Yes. So good. Okay. So the other one, oh God, the other one is one of my best friends, Craig, and I used to be roommates. We were roommates for like 5 or 6 years. And we loved just like gabbing about movies. Like we're just that kind of like, that's how we nerd out together. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to like hike Runyon and just like blab about movies and TV shows and whatever. And and he's also an actor. And one day we were like, hiking Runyon, you know, just like movie broing out. And then this woman stops us and she's like, excuse me, are you like, I couldn't help like, but hearing your conversation, like, are you guys roommates or best friends? And we're like, both. Yeah, we love each other, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm casting a game show and I would love if you guys would be in it.
Oh my God, chills.
And we're just amazing. Like, we're like, oh, okay. And both of us, I think, felt like that flattery of when someone comes up to you in the real world and is like, you, I pick you.
That's
you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
That was like what I always imagined acting to be, like a limo pulling up next to you and like rolling down the window and being like, get in. Your life's
about to
change. Yeah,
like someone pulling their sunglasses down, looking you up and down and going, uh-huh, yep, that's it.
I'm going to make you a star, baby. Yes.
Exactly, exactly. They drop their ash of their cigarette out the window.
Yeah.
So we were obviously like, we're like, yeah, we're two unemployed actors, like perfect. We'll just get to be like fun, you know, best friends on a game show. Wow. So we go to like Paramount and we get there and it is a cattle call. We were not selected to be on the show. We were just asked to just join this.
Selected, you know, probably, to apply to be on the show.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lying around the block.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was just, I was like, whoa, what? And I was like, okay, this is not great, but whatever. This will be fun. We can do this. You know, I was like, really, like, we can do this. And each step just got progressively worse in the screening process because they kept bringing out this person that was like a, I don't know what you call it, like a crowd warmer or like a fluffer, you know, like.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like it's the most disingenuous.
It is like dance monkey energy. Dance, horrendous. It's the worst.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. It was horrible. And I have this very intense rebellious streak in me where if somebody is throwing that level of fakeness at me, I shut it down.
I love that. I love it. You maintain your dignity.
You're like, absolutely not. Get out of here.
Yeah.
With that.
I cannot fucking do that.
Like I demand cannot. Your authentic self.
So we're sitting and doing these screenings and then this jerk off keeps coming out. It's like, all right, you guys, maintain that big energy. Give us those happy vibes, you know, and I'm just like, my insides are like crumbling and dissolving. And my friend is looking at me. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I just feel like we're in like a horrible like trap. And like, we've been tricked into this horrible thing. He's like, no, we're going to go like this. It's a game show. Like this is the energy of a game show. And I was like, I hate game shows. Like it had never occurred to me what we were actually doing.
Right.
You it said I hate game shows at a game show audition.
Exactly. I was like, this is a new low. This is a new low for me in my life. It was so insane. And everyone around us is, the level of desperation is so high. You can smell it.
I auditioned for The Voice because my old vocal coach like insisted that we do it together, and I love her to death. Like, she's amazing. And like, it was a good experience because you face your fears, but it is humiliating. Like, they had like, they had actual like helicopters flying above us filming the whole time, people filming everywhere, and the same thing, people coming around like Dance Monkey Dance, like, come on crowd, like blasting music out. It was so horrifying. And it, same thing, my insides were dying. I was like, this is the worst thing of my entire life. This is humiliating. It is horrible. Yeah, because, I know exactly what you feel. Yeah, it's the worst.
Yes. And especially you, Katie, I feel like you have a similar thing of like, you're not really into like some bullshit.
No,
like,
we have the really bullshit radar. No, fuck that. I know, same thing. I was like, this is like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, this is ridiculous. Oh, yeah, I would be the same way.
I love it.
Oh, it was really dark. I went to a really dark place. And so I'm all of a sudden in this dark place, and my friend is just really trying to like cheerlead it on. Like, we can do this, you know? and we get to the like final screening, and they're like, all right, you guys, here's your chance to shine. And they like put us up in front of like this whole panel of people.
Hate it.
And they go, it's horrible. And I'm just like, I want to die.
The camel's back broke.
So they're like, all right, tell us about yourself. And I'm like, my name is Michael. I'm a waiter. And I just said nothing else, like just dead eyes.
I love it.
And everybody was just like, like so taken aback by my dark energy. And then Craig is like, he's like, yeah, and I'm Craig, and we're roommates and also best friends. We like to talk about movies. You know, like he's like really
trying to hold you up. It's not happening.
Yeah, and I'm literally just like a sinking ship.
You're dead
and
weight.
They're like, I'm dead weight. And they're like, okay, Craig. And they're like, so Michael, like, what do you like to do? Like, within your, like, do you have any hobbies? And I was like, not really. I guess I take walks. I like look at trees.
They're like, Craig, do you have any other best friends?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you pay this guy?
They're like, hold on real quick. Michael, can you go through this trap door? And we're going to find someone else.
I'm sure they did have a trap door.
Oh, it was so horrifying.
That is so funny.
It just like crumbled from there. But I literally said, I take walks and I look at trees. Like, that was a literal thing that came out of my mouth.
That is the funniest.
I would love
thing
to
ever.
Have seen your roommate's face just like slowly melt. Like the grin just like slowly fades.
Yes. And so then like as soon as we left that, there were like many more screenings, and I just looked at him and he was like, oh, we're leaving, huh? Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
That's
I think I kinked that for us.
I love that you held on though, that you didn't tap dance when they wanted you to, and that what you actually did is hilarious and so good. And I'm amazed that you just were like, no, I don't want to do this. I'm over this.
But it wasn't like conscious. Like, I wasn't like actually trying to sabotage it. It's like my inner self was like, no, I'm taking over. Like, you are not doing this.
Yes. This is beneath you. And I will not let you. I will not let you do this. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you might not be looking out for our dignity, but guess what? I am.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh, so good. It's so good, Michael. You're the best for telling us that. I'm so, it brings back so many memories too for me. There's so many places, rooms like that out here that it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, just those horrible, like, cold rooms. Yeah, the air condition is pumped up so high.
Oh.
And everyone's just, like, pure desperation.
Yeah, it's the desperation. It's everywhere, and it is not cute.
Yeah.
It's not a mask.
No, not cute at all.
I've been through a game show stint out here. Me and my ex-husband actually got cast on, it was a show. This is what happened. It was so crazy. It was a show with Jimmy Kimmel hosting. I don't even remember what it was called. They flew my parents out and everything. We were, we were about to get into the hair and makeup chair. And then they told us everybody was going home because they'd like lost their whole budget for the day because somebody before us won like $1 million.
No way.
Oh my God.
And the show did not make it. I think maybe the pilot are like a little bit aired, but like, yeah. So we were like, oh my God, that could have been us.
That could have been you.
Won that money. But it was like a huge like thing for, I think it was ABC, but it was ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe you went that far.
I went that far. I did.
You flew your parents out.
They flew my parents out and everything. Yeah.
That's actually an amazing, embarrassing story.
It was funny.
Your parents were out there for nothing.
They were. They were watching. So they were like, oh, we saw it and they won. And it was so cool because they were already in the audience. We were literally getting into the hair and makeup chair and they were like, oh, sorry, like everyone for the rest of the day is going home because we have no money left. We were like, what?
Like dude, insane. Get a bigger budget and don't get offer so much money.
Well,
to
also, like, it was apparently a really easy game. So I was like, God dang it, why couldn't we have gone first?
You could have done it. Your whole life would have changed.
My one chance at a cool meal.
Right? An easy meal right there. What are you gonna do? Yeah, I was also on an episode of Street Smarts. I did win.
You did?
No. Remember Street Smarts? Yeah, what? This was in like 2002, like when I moved out here.
What
like,
happened? What
oh, is you it? Were so you like you were like hitting the circuit.
I was. Like, I was like doing the game shows. I was. I was a baby. I had no. I had no shame at that point.
Do you have like footage of this? I've got to see.
I mean, that can probably be found, and it's embarrassing. I'm looking for humiliating.
It.
Please don't. Yeah. Please don't.
I'm gonna find it.
I just told everyone, which was stupid.
Oh my God! I'll send it to you. I can't
I remember okay, specifically though, because it is different when you're up there. You're always like, oh my God, you idiot. Like the answers are so easy. And I remember I missed the question was like something about like cinnamon gum and it was Big Red, obviously. And I like missed that and I couldn't believe I missed it. Like it just couldn't come to me. But I did still win. I didn't win. I won like $500. It was like so
it's
stupid.
Still $500.
Yeah, especially back then.
That's a
back
lot.
Then, that back was then. A different economy.
It was. That was, you know,
was no inflation.
22 years ago, 23 years ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Look at us.
I was a dumb little baby, but yeah. Yep. Fun times.
Wow.
So, yes, I know very much, very well what you're talking about.
Oh,
it's
so
a special, special feeling that only the most desperate of us will ever know.
Yes.
No, I mean.
But it's great to be able to be like, no,
Yeah, I love that you walked away. That is the best. Michael, that's the best part of the story. You're just like, I'm not doing this. Bye. You just like popped your bubble.
No, yeah, just couldn't.
Good.
And you know me, like I'm down with whatever, like I go with it, you know. But there's that little,
you got a limit.
I feel like my inner child that's just like, nope,
it's special,
it.
Michael.
It's special Michael.
It's special Michael.
Said, "Hell no."
Full circle. That is amazing.
That's the little me who lives in my phone. I love
it. True. Oh my God, we love you so much. Thank you so much for coming on.
I love you guys.
And telling us your stories.
You're
have
the
an
best.
Amazing rest of your day. We'll talk to you
Thank
soon.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
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 He's the best.
Love him so
Obsessed.
Much.
Okay, I've got another one.
Do it.
This next story comes from Marissa, and she writes, I live in an apartment building in Los Angeles, and for the most part, I don't have any issues with it. This particular week, my landlord told me that she needed to schedule a plumber to come out and inspect all the units because she suspected there was a leak coming from somewhere as her water bill had been unusually high that month. I told her that I didn't see anything leaking in my apartment, but I happily obliged. She told me the plumber would be coming sometime the next Wednesday from 1 to 4. I work from home, so it wasn't an issue for me to be around or wait for him. I took my hour lunch break from my remote job at 12 p.m. and ate leftover Thai food and watched bad reality TV. An hour later, the Thai food hit me like a ton of bricks, and I immediately had to run to the restroom. I unleashed the most violent and deadly smell out of my body.
Terrible.
And the second I finished, the doorbell rang. My face turned bright red and I said, shit, out loud. When are plumbers ever on time? It was like 1 p.m. on the dot. If I had called the plumber, I probably would have just not answered the door, but I couldn't upset my landlord. So I had to finish rinsing my butt with my bidet, wash my hands and open the door.
Bidet. I love it.
Gotta have a bidet. As soon as I did, I was like, I just finished using the bathroom and it smells really bad. So you need to hold your breath when you go in there.
Wow, she was honest.
He was going to figure it out really fast. So I think he
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's so weird. Maybe there's a leak. Your nose, you know what? Maybe it is the sewer. I think there is a leak in my bathroom.
Maybe your nose has poop on it.
You have poop on the end of your nose. He kind of smiled and was very professional and said, "It's okay." And I was like, "No, you don't understand. You need to hold your breath." He chuckled and reassured me it was fine. I was so mortified. What are the odds? I couldn't believe he showed up when I went to the bathroom. He was in and out pretty quickly as there wasn't a leak in my unit, but I was so embarrassed.
That's so mortifying because you're off to the side while he's doing his thing. And the whole time you're thinking he's just exposing himself further and further to this like absolutely wretched smell.
But just that feeling that you know that the doorbell has rang and you're on the toilet and he's there and he is literally going into your bathroom. That's why he's there. He's there to go straight to your bathroom. Yeah. I think maybe I would also I don't know if there's a window in there, try to air it out, strike up a conversation for a few minutes,
Caesar.
Step outside and be like, "What a beautiful day. What's your name? Let's talk about, so I've lived here for 5 years and
you just spray like really intense perfume.
But I love that she's just straight up. She's like, "Yo,
I think that's the best approach.
And it stinks. Hold your breath."
I know. They've probably seen everything. So smelled.
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen that before. But that is crazy. The timing. That's like, so what are the odds?
It's true. They're never on time.
Never
on
time ever.
That is such a good one.
It's funny.
My God, that's so good.
Do you have another one of those?
I mean, I have one that I just remembered because of Michael, and I'm going to tell you. So I was a professional audience member, which is like you show up at a studio when they had live audiences.
Yeah.
And I saw Will and Grace. I saw the tapings of all these things. I thought it was super important. But I mean, it was terrible. At the end of the day, it was a cat, you're waiting in line forever. Then you get in there. Then you're sitting there. You can't go to the bathroom if you're watching it. And then you have like get a little slice of pizza on your way out. And it was $8 an hour and it paid no bills.
$8 an hour.
Yeah. And wow. I went in to do America's Funniest Home Videos. And I was sitting in the audience and I was wearing the only sweater that I had that was like brand new from Armani Exchange. Remember Armani Exchange?
Yes, I do.
I thought I looked so cool in this sweater, but obviously I didn't, because at the very end, after I fake laughed my way through a whole episode, I was right behind the announcer. So my friend saw me on the show. This is after my movie career, sitting there like, "Oh no, he did not just run that bicycle into the lake." After that, they are like, "Okay, we always do this at the end of the episode. Three people get up here," and they picked me, and I'm like, "It's the sweater." And I get up there, and then all these two other girls get up. And they're like, "We're going to rate their outfit."
Oh, no.
Yeah. And by putting their hand over us, and the audience applauses. The audience applauds.
Who has the best outfit?
Who has the best outfit? So they start way
down. Isn't on TV, though, right?
No,
this is just for the audience, but still, like a huge audience. And they're like, "Get up here."
And I'm like, "Okay." And then I look down the row, and there's these gorgeous goddesses with these beautiful outfits. And I'm like, this doesn't look good for me. And then he comes around. There's wild applause. And then over me, I'm telling you, it was a library.
They cricketed like, you. Oh, and you were so cute in your sweater.
You're like, had bell sleeves.
Oh, bell sleeves were everything.
Bell sleeves. And like I had like one of those, they were like a droopy turtleneck.
Yes. In the early 2000s, the cowl neck, like bell sleeve situation was everything.
It was
some
brown.
Flare jeans. Yes.
I had some flare jeans on. But yeah, that was so embarrassing. So yeah, that's my embarrassing story.
Embarrassing, especially since you felt good and you were excited about your outfit. And then you get up there and they were like, they say nothing.
I mean, to this day,
they could have
at
least given you a few woohoos on it, you know?
Yeah. Some nice person could have been like, "Yeah, I love the sweater."
Yeah.
Oh, well. That's what happens when you fly solo out in the hard streets of Los Angeles.
Well, that is our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, write us a review, will you, on Apple Podcasts. We love that. It helps us move up the charts. Rate, review, subscribe. Always tell a friend. Did I already say that? I think I already did.
I did,
say it twice. Tell more people. Tell two friends.
Tell three friends.
Tell three friends to tell their friends to tell their friends. Before we know it, the whole world is on that beat. Red.
Woohoo!
And if you're listening, then we know that you love it. So, like, obviously, tell your friends.
Like, tell your parents, too.
Get into it. And if you have a story that made you turn beat red, please email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com. We love your emails. We love your stories. They crack us up. You guys are the best. And if you want to call in as well, then you're welcome to do that. You can just say it when you write it in the email.
If you want to buy us a coffee, not that I need another one today, Please go to our Patreon page. It is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.